reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio available by law. Secrets will be revealed. Menace to suspense. Heaven to be on network you think never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
What better way to start the new year out than with the true meaning of resolution? You think about something when you talk about resolution, not just to resolve, to change things, but it also can mean the way you view or things, a clarification, clarifying, purifying resolution. And what better discussion can we have at the beginning of the year than to clarify, purify, or set straight the body through detoxification? The first half of the show, we're going to be talking about the liver and detoxification, because we can't talk about detoxifying the body without talking about the liver. The second half of the show, we're going to be talking about some very extreme methods of detoxification. My guest the first hour is Dr. Peter Rouse. How are you doing, Dr. Rouse?
I'm doing good, thanks, Tom.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you and your listeners.
Yeah, there you go. And, you know, it is true. You really can't talk about detoxification. Trying to detoxify the body without addressing the liver first is kind of like trying to clean the dishes in the sink with a filthy sponge. You're just spreading dirt around. Is that a correct analogy?
It's actually a pretty good way of putting it. The liver is one of the primary detoxification organs involved with the whole process. So actually, I wanted to steal that one.
You know, when you think about it, the liver really spends all of its time trying to keep the body in a detoxified environment. That's its whole goal, to filter everything out that shouldn't be in there and help keep things in that should. But in this day and age, it's overwhelmed, isn't it?
Yeah, there's so much environmental toxins around us today. I mean, you've talked about it, and we've actually talked about this before in the past, even looking at electromagnetic fields. They are a form of intoxication, and these fields have an effect on these elements in the body. With the frequency of residency. So even that can actually have an effect on the detoxification process. But even going beyond that, people are sleeping in their beds, and often even the bed they sleep in is toxic.
Because of what? Is it the dust mite? We hear about the dust mite. Is the dust mite really a problem?
No, that's the least of your problem. One is the material that the beds are made of. Okay, you've got a lot of people using polyester, artificial
stuffings and beddings and stuff.
You know
what's really funny? I learned this, that most carpeting in homes is made of such toxic materials that quite often when there's house fires, it's the carpeting and the rugs in the home that cause the high levels of inhaled toxified gases.
That is so true. The carpets, one thing I would recommend to people, if they own their own home, and toxicity is a problem, replace all the carpet with tiles or wood.
Yeah.
Make sure you use the right kind of wood, because, I mean, I guess you can't do it in some areas because it's so damn cold, but, you know, where I am in California, I definitely would look at doing that because of the fact that these carpets are very much toxic. Even when you get fully 100% wood planes, they actually process them with so many chemicals. That's the problem with bed sheeting, too. People wash them, and the chemicals in the clean, you know, the products they use to wash them, even the scents they use in the dryer to, you know, make them smell better, those are toxic.
Really? Those dryer sheets?
Yes. You've got to be very, very careful. There's one or two brands out there. I couldn't tell you off the top of my head the brand names. There's only one or two out there that are not toxic. 99% of them are. So that's a real big problem right there.
Wow. I didn't know that. I didn't know that at all.
And then there's the issue of cotton. All our sheets are organic cotton. We know about the issues with India and the GMO cotton and so forth. So that's another issue there with the exposure.
So you're not even safe with something natural as cotton in this day and age.
Well, you want to buy the organic cotton sheets. One, you're supporting that whole marketplace.
Right.
And two, you're not being exposed to the toxins. I mean, it's been seen that the GMO cotton has actually had a high allergen effect.
And that makes perfect sense because we know that GMO foods that are ingested, GMO foods that are ingested, obviously cause a form of allergic reaction when you think about inflammation. So it would be natural assumption that GMO materials that become airborne, which carpeting does, you walk on it, you break it down, it becomes particulate matter, it becomes airborne, you breathe it in.
Yeah. It's one. Actually, what we have here is the air filter system, too. We just purchased it, and that cleans the air. And I think that's one way of also helping to eliminate a lot of these toxins in the house is using an air filter system.
Yeah, you got to get the HEPA air filter system to really get the smallest But getting back to this whole concept of the liver, so the liver is being bombarded daily, never mind the things we don't have control on, like the air we breathe and the environments. What about the food that we eat? I mean, we have so many chemicals in the food. The liver has to be one of the most overwhelmed organs in the body, given the average American diet today.
Yeah, I actually was talking to one of your actual listeners, and he was having a problem losing weight. He kind of tapered out at a certain weight, and I just told him to remove all the chemicals from your food. Well, anything that contains a chemical, remove it. And almost instantly, he lost another additional 10 pounds, just like almost within a week or so. So
really?
Just removing him, there goes your calorie theory, because the fact that he didn't change anything other than removing the chemicals, not the caloric content of his diet. But, by removing the chemicals, that's one reason why people actually gain fat, because guess what? The body's protecting itself. It's storing these chemicals, these toxins, in the fat cells, so it accumulates more fat cells to store it.
Sorry, I was just drinking some distilled water, trying to help detoxify my
body. Distilled water or coffee?
No, distilled water. I gave up coffee. It doesn't agree with me. It really doesn't. It hurts my stomach, and it gives me a tickle in my throat. Not to get off the subject of detoxifying the liver, but it's amazing how many things we do, and we put up with these side effects because we enjoy doing it. Now, I drank coffee every morning for such a long period of time, and it didn't do any good for me, and then finally I got the message. So anyway, all right. Getting back to the whole liver detoxification process. We're going to get into the whole process in the next segment. But there was something that you talked about. What are tonins? Am I pronouncing it right? Tonins? Tonins?
No, I was doing actually. It was a typo.
Well, was it? What is it supposed to be?
No, it was actually going to be toxins. But what we're looking at is, with the liver, we're looking at primarily. By transformation of these toxins. So it goes through what we call phase one and phase two detoxification in the liver. And we can get into that after the next break because it's kind of a long segment just talking about that. But the first thing is that you've got to be having the essential components involved with that detoxification process. You're going to need the essential amino acids. We've all heard about glutathione, but there's a whole series of other enzymatic processes that occur, and you need to make sure these things are present in your diet, whether it's through the diet and or supplementation. Now, if you're doing a serious detoxification, supplementation is a must, is not an option, because of the fact that the quantities you need to support the system. But backing off one step, before you look at detoxifying and, looking at liver function, you've got to look at the gastrointestinal system, because if the gastrointestinal system is not eliminating these toxins after it's gone through the biotransformation in the liver, then all you're going to be doing is reabsorbing these toxins back into the system, and sometimes they're actually in a more toxic state. So we need to first, before we even look at detoxification, fix the GI, fix the gut.
So it sounds like if you're serious about detoxification, it's not something you can just jump into by buying one of those books. They've got a lot of good books about cleansing diets, where you drink a certain liquid day in and day out, and it's supposed to help cleanse your body. But it sounds to me like before you even do that, you have to prime yourself by doing some certain other things.
Yeah, definitely. I'll give you one really good book for your listeners to read. It's Achieving Victory Over a Toxic World, and that's by Mark Schultz. It's a really good book. I agree with probably about 95% of the stuff in there. So, it's a really good book for people looking at doing this. The problem is that And we talk about the FDA for the past couple of weeks, you know, and the trouble they're causing.
Right.
This is one area they should be regulating, because these detox kits that are sold in pharmacies and supplement stores are downright dangerous.
Really?
I mean, they will kill people.
Really? Well, let's do this. Let's go ahead and take our first commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about detoxification, but I want you to expand on that, why some of them are dangerous. We're talking for the first hour with Dr. Peter Rouse about detoxifying the liver. Second half of the show, we're going to have David Marshall on talking about some very, very extreme methods of detoxification. It's all about cleaning up your body today, folks. Start the year off right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl says. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. Thousands of Super Human Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner head on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents. But rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all. Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking about detoxifying the body today. The first half of the show, we're talking with Dr. Peter Rouse about detoxifying the liver, which really, in my opinion, is where it all starts, because trying to detoxify the body without addressing the liver first is kind of like, not to bang my own drum again, but trying to wash dishes with a dirty sponge. It's just not going to be effective. All right, so, Peter, before we get into methods of detoxification, why are some of those detox kits that you buy at the drugstore so dangerous?
Again, what we're going to look at is going back to the liver detoxification. You know, we have two primary phases, phase one, phase two. which we'll cover shortly. But what happens if these kits don't take into account whether phase one or phase two are working basically correctly, whether one's overstimulated, one's understimulated? Now, what happens if you overstimulate phase one detoxification, but phase two is not functioning correctly? You get accumulation of toxins, and often these toxins are basically altered, and the biotransformation process can actually produce a more toxic toxin in that process before moving on to phase two.
Really?
So, how does it do that?
How?
Well, it's the whole process of basically what it has to do is the biotransformation makes the toxin more water soluble, so it can easily discrete it later on. And this is by doing this, is decreasing the lipid solubility and increasing ionization. But this whole process can end up, before moving to phase two, a more toxic toxin, something that can actually be more toxic to the body. And the whole point of phase two is conjuration, which eliminates that. But if you get a build-up, because if phase one is working too fast and phase two can't keep up because it's maybe suppressed somehow, then you're going to get accumulation of more heavy toxins in the body, which are even more toxic than the original byproduct.
Right, right.
So that's one thing to take into consideration. Also, these products don't contain what you actually need. How many of them contain the basic amino acid profile that you require? You know, glutathione is one of the more essential amino acids, or it's a tripeptide, but it's one of the more essential amino acids involved with the detoxification process and conjugation. So without that support, heavily supported, and we're talking very, very heavily supported, we need a lot of that if we're going for detoxification, then they're missing one of the essential factors in that phase two conjugation. And the reason they don't put it in the product is damn expensive. It's not cheap to put in there. So they want to put out a cheap product. You know, how much are these things on the shelf? $90 or something for a whole kit?
Yeah.
Do you know how much they are? They're pretty cheap.
No, I don't know. I've never bought one.
Well, retail price on reduced form of glutathione is looking at probably about $120 just for a small bottle of it. That's why they don't add it to these products, because it's too expensive for them.
Wow.
And that's it. It's crazy. It's just this is where I think the FDA needs to step in and take over it, because I'm seeing people harmed daily. I mean, you can see it every day, people being harmed by these kits.
Wow. And they're sold over the counter, no worries, people just buy them, they use them, and that's it. And they think they're, working.
We were doing that before with the gastrointestinal system. Don't even think about healing that gut first. And you know from your own experience, how many people's GI is working correctly?
Yeah, very few. And it's profound, the organ systems that the gastric system can affect, including your heart. I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah, everything.
What role does protein play in either increasing toxicity of the body or decreasing it? Because there's a lot of people out there who believe when you want to detox your body, you got to eat vegetables exclusively and, stay away from proteins and meats and stuff like that.
Well, kind of, that really makes me sick, because your amino acids is your essential part of conjugation and phase two liver detoxification. So, your phase two, also the conjugation requires ATP, so it means that you need, a fairly good amount of energy production in the body. So the amino acids, ATP, are essential in phase two conjugation. So, to say that you want to remove amino acids is probably the most, we were just talking about before, glutathione is essential, probably the most essential tripeptide involved with detoxification. So, it's kind of crazy to say that you want to remove protein from the process because it's causing toxin, whereas it's providing what you need to eliminate the toxins.
Okay.
And you need actually energy. That's why some of these kids actually recommend fasting during
I did a 21-day fast once where I drank a concoction of cayenne pepper, real maple syrup, which is just maple sap, lemon and water mixed together, and it was preceded by a sea salt flush of the body the first day, and then after that, that's all you do is just drink that concoction, and you don't eat any food. Hardly, I mean, obviously, no amino acids, so it's robbing amino acids, I would imagine, from your from your muscles.
Because it's sugar and amino acids.
Right. So, I mean, and I did that for 21 days, and I lost a lot of weight. I really lost a lot of weight. I mean, I lost like 21 pounds in 21 days.
How much of it was muscle? How much was
the
water weight?
Well, back then, I was in my early 20s, and it didn't matter to me. I just wanted to look good for Christmas. You know, so I wasn't paying attention to health at that point in my life. I was living a debaucherous lifestyle anyway. So I didn't think that. Interestingly enough, I broke the fast with a bottle of wine and almost killed myself.
Yeah, I mean, again, come back to alcohol, but it's toxin. If you're going for a detox, you got to stop drinking alcohol. I mean, it should be a no-brainer, really. But during that time, if you're doing these extreme fasts, like they recommend doing fastings during the detox process, then you're actually going to build up more toxins in your body. You're going to accumulate those toxins because the body's unable to eliminate them.
Really?
I mean, think about them. Yeah, you're going to basically poop it out or pee it out.
Right.
There's two major pathways we're talking about here.
Right.
Now, if you're fasting, how do you poop it and pee?
You're not going to poop or pee.
How do you think about something? Right. Yeah, you should be going. You should be pooping 3 times a day minimum. And most people are pooping once a day, anyway, as it is, and you're going to fast. And it goes down to once every 3 days.
So actually,
what can happen is these can accumulate in the digestive tract. Your stool can be sitting there, and these toxins can be reabsorbed into the system, because we were talking about last time we spoke about stool transit time.
Right.
And that's why that's important, because if you have too long a stool transit time, then these products are being reabsorbed. It must have gone through the liver for detoxification. And, being excreted through the stool, then, that stool sits in there for 48 hours or more.
Right.
It's been reassimilated.
Right. So let's talk about what people can do if they are interested in detoxifying their liver and getting prepared for an extreme detoxification process.
Mm-hmm. Fix the gut. I mean, we've looked at it on other shows. I would look at, probiotics, and we talk about probiotics and prebiotics. Probiotics don't actually have an effect on the number of strains in the gut, but what it does is actually the probiotics can affect the ratio balance, which is what I'm trying to do, and the prebiotics can feed that. Put it very simply. My first thing would be to test people. We're going to know what's going on. We're going to know what their phase one, phase two detoxification functions like, so we can need to test that and find out whether we need to support phase one or whether we need to support phase two or suppress one or the other. We need to balance that out too. So check the GI, go through probiotic gastro support stuff like carmatids, we talked about chamomile tea is good. I'll come back to amino acid. What's the most essential amino acid for the GI?
Glutamine.
And needs a huge amount of glutamine to support the gastrointestinal system. Especially if you're going to be doing a detoxification. So glutamine supplementation 2 or 3 times a day, and I'll be taking a ton of it. I would not.
But like 5 grams 3 times a day?
Yeah. You can get away more than that.
Interestingly enough, there's a product that we'll plug that I know that you're a big proponent of, made by a group in Vermont, called Da Vinci. And it's called GI Benefits, and one of the main ingredients is 5 grams of glutamine per scoop.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of product will be a product I recommend. I mean, actually, we're getting pretty good results with that product. I'm quite surprised, but I think one of the reasons is because it does have a fairly good high level of glutamine content in it, but it has a lot of other factors in there, marshmallows, that causes a comfort effect and reduces inflammation in the gastrointestinal system. It helps with the whole repair process. So also, you need to look at hydrochloric acid levels in the stomach, we've talked about before. The whole enzymatic system, we need to support the...
Instead of beating that horse again, let's assume that people went back and listened to those shows. They got their gut in shape. Their gut is ready now. What would they do to help detoxify the liver?
Okay. First off, remove all the toxins. That goes without saying. Okay, eliminate as much as you can anyway, as I was saying before about the beef and carbon, etc.
Right.
So you've got to remove toxins. If you're trying to detox, but you're still being exposed to these toxins, then that's kind of a waste of time.
Like filling up a bucket with a hole in it, it's going to keep you
Yeah, you're not going to get anywhere with that. So do what you can. That book I mentioned earlier, the Gene Victory Over the Toxic World, that has some good information about, you know, where these sources are coming from. And then from here, I would go into a supplemental cocktail. I would actually, you know, the diet I would actually look at is one we've talked about before, the elimination-based diet, because it pretty much eliminates all toxins out of the body. And then that also supports, because of ample protein, the amino acids support there too, so that will help with that. Then the supplementation I'd look at is supplementing with stuff like glutathione, LAC, alpha-lipoic acid. There's a list of stuff we can go into for supplementation, which is really essential. We can look at DMSA. Have you heard of DMSA?
No.
Okay, DMSA is used. Generally, it would be prescription only, but you can get it in a supplemental form, but usually only under prescription as well anyway. And that's what we use. And you've got to be careful using this. You want to do 2 days on and then maybe take a week off.
How do you pronounce it?
DMSA.
DMSA, not DMSO.
No, A.
A. You know what a dimethyl sulfuric acid?
Yeah. Now, that will pull the heavy metals. Will pull the heavy metals, which everybody stops with heavy metals. Pull the heavy metals out of the tissue into the circulatory system, so you're able to eliminate them.
Really?
That's the problem with doing blood tests, to test if you've got heavy metal toxins, because
it's in the cells already. Right, it's not in the bloodstream, it's in the cells already.
Okay, so we need to pull that out. That's one way, we actually use the DMSA prior to testing, doing a 24-hour urine test, is we use the DMSA for a couple of days to pull the stuff out into the system so we actually can test how much is there. So once we pull that out of the tissue into the system, then we can start the detoxification process and eliminating it. And that comes back to testing in which phase of detoxification you need to be supporting, phase one or phase two. Let's say you've got to support both in general. So, you know, if you're talking about glutathione for phase two, you're talking about, actually, coffee can be a stimulant too for phase one. So, you know, sometimes these things that are killing us sometimes can be killing us in a different way by overstimulating. As I say, if we overstimulate phase one and phase two is not functioning correctly, then you get an accumulation of toxins there from that.
And by the way, DMSA stands for dimercaptosic acid.
It sounds like
an organosulfur compound that is akin to carboxylic acid. So there you go.
We kind of keep it short in DMSA. Where they can buy this, I think the only supplement company that sells this is Thorne Research.
Do you have your carrier on your website by any chance?
They can contact us and we can do that. If they want it, I would like to kind of work with them. We've taken it before. Taking it incorrectly can be harmful. Because you want to take 2 days of it, then you need a week off. And when you come off it, you need to reload with minerals. You can't be taking any mineral supplements when you're on DMSA because it will pull them out as well, and you're wasting it, basically. Then you need to reload on mineral supplementation after you come off the DMSA so you can replenish losses of minerals in your body because it does pull them out, including the essential minerals that you need.
And that's why it's important just to do it for 2 days. You don't want to do anything like this long term, obviously. You have some profound effects. If it's pulling minerals, that means it's going to screw with electrolytes as well. Right.
And also the accumulation of the minerals in the system too. You don't want to pull too much out at once.
Right, because that can be damaging as well. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk more about DMSA and its role in detoxifying the liver and obviously the blood. We're talking with Dr. Peter Rouse. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aroma. aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trials to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's tests has had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or at Finer Supplements of Soul. For more information, check out GetDS.com. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Super News Radio. They carry All-American PFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give it a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com, best supplements in the universe. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. One testosterone was the king of muscle and strength building agents. Now there's one Andro RX. One Andro RX is pharmaceutical grade one androsterone. It converts to one testosterone in the body. The results are 7 times more anabolic than testosterone. It can't convert to estrogen or DHT, so you never have to worry about bloating or water retention. One Andro RX will build lean muscle while helping you shed body fat. You can get one Andro RX by visiting IronMagLabs.com. The winter is upon us. Make this season count by adding some new muscle with one Andro RX.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate, and you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
It's stronger, feel younger, it's Superhuman Radio.
I did it again, baby.
Yeah.
The ladies are gonna love you.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Dr. Peter Rouse. We're talking about liver detoxification. We were just talking about DMSA, which if you look it up on the internet, it's an amazing compound. I mean, as you pointed out, Peter, it is especially used for the provocation of the release of heavy metals from tissues in anticipation of the urine test.
Yeah, we need that to measure actual levels. See, a lot of these research coming out last year with the H1N1 vaccine saying that it was safe because they ran blood tests and did not see any accumulation of heavy metals because, guess what, it doesn't accumulate in the blood.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's just crazy why they test it and bother to do that. And also you need the provocation to pull it out of the system. So we use that for the heavy metal toxins, and that's necessary for part of clearing the pathway. Going back to the phase one, phase two, you know, process, we need to make sure that we're supporting that completely. We talked about glutathione being a major amino acid support in that system there, but we also need to look at simple things like vitamin C. Why in that phase, vitamin C is actually very, very essential for the process, not only in the enzymatic process, but also helps the binding to the heavy metals as well. So simple thing like vitamin C, which, you know, it's very, very cheap and very effective for that process.
Yeah.
So some of these things can be quite cheap to work with. Other things we use is actually, we use coffee as well, but in a different way. We're going to make sure it's organic coffee, but we actually go up the other end instead of through the mouth.
We're going to talk about that as one of the extreme methods in the second half of the show, but the coffee bean enemas very, very amazing. David Marshall, he uses that as a technique at his ranch where he has these detox clinics.
Well, it's been used for a very long time. If you go back, I first kind of got involved with Dr. Kelly with metabolic ecology, And Dr. Gonzalez, in New York actually uses it also with cancer patients. So they use it heavily with cancer patients for detoxification of the liver. Yeah.
I didn't know that. So I'm not getting into this with Dave Marshall, but coffee bean enema sounds like something that people should be doing periodically.
Yeah, but we're pushing organic coffee because coffee beans are toxic.
Well, does it matter if it's decaf or caffeinated?
No, you actually want caffeinated. You don't want any kind of chemical processing on it.
Okay.
You want it to be natural as possible. And, of course, I mean, this goes without saying, better cool down first.
Yeah. I've heard of it. Hey, maybe I can do that in the McDonald's drive-thru and then sue them. Like that lady who spilled coffee in her lap, sued them for millions of dollars. Maybe I can go through the drive-thru with a little tube, and I can try to get myself a coffee bean enema and scald myself and then sue McDonald's.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, so we've got DMSA, which sounds like a profound approach. We've got the potential for coffee bean enemas. What else can we use for detoxifying the liver?
You need basically your essential minerals and vitamins there in that mixture. So even taking a generalized good quality multivitamin will help with that process as well. Alpha lipoic acid is very important. Glycine, amino acid, again, come back to amino acids. You're going to see a lot of new formulas out there that are out on the market that contain a lot of different amino acids. And obviously, there's a reason for that, and that is because that the amino acids are essential in the process. So, what I often do is use an amino acid formula to, like a pure alpha form. Amino acid formula too, so support this pathway as well.
Yeah.
It's amazing that people think, okay, you only gain 2 grams of protein or amino acids.
Say that again?
It's amazing that the uptake of it is huge.
Really?
And,
really? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, well, the thing is that, it can have. Actually, you had a show on a while ago about, effects of taking a protein shake prior to your meal to create a protein spike to increase the anabolic effect of the meal or something. Was that the show you had on just a little while ago? Or was that
that may have been something I reran about a protein pulse feeding with David Barr, that one. Yeah.
Well, you can actually do that with amino acids, but at a smaller dosage, of course. Some people may have a problem with taking a protein shake and then eating the meal afterwards because it'll fill them up so much. But you get the same effect by using amino acids in a kind of dosage type way where you're only taking 3 to 5 grams of amino acids, but it can have that similar effect because it's such a concentrated uptake into your system so fast.
Wow, that's amazing.
Make sure you're using a good quality product, of course. I mean, there's some pretty dodgy ones out there because some of the times they make the amino acids in the process is actually toxic itself. They use chemicals and don't really sell the processing. So
especially if it's soy protein. they use some terrible, terrible things to liberate soy protein from soybeans.
Yeah. Again, so back to other support things. I mean, actually one you talked about before was picarium. That's used often in anti-inflammatory effects of picarium, but also supports detoxification as well. I really like that one anyway. I kind of use that on a day-to-day basis as well anyway. What else are we looking at? MSM as well.
What is that?
MSM.
MSM. Oh, yeah, the stuff that they use for joints. It's a sister to DMSO, actually.
Yeah, well, that can be effective support. I mean, you've got the essentials that we've talked about before, magnesium, zinc, and so forth. So, vitamin B12 is actually another one which we see people often deficient in, and that needs to be uptake. And part of the reason it's deficient is because the gastrointestinal system is not taking it up. So, healing the gut hopefully will increase that, but then they may need to bump that up a little bit, whether it's in the form of injection or whether it's in the form of a sublingual. But that can actually help bring things up a little bit.
And if you're taking B12, it should be the methylcobalamin, not the cyanocobalamin form.
Yes. You don't want to take cyanide, no, do you?
No. Well, no, no, no. I mean, but really, the methylcobalamin is actually
the actual form.
Yeah, it's already been theoretically through the liver and methylated, and it's ready to be used, so you might as well take it in that form.
Yeah, the uptake of it is high too. The research shows that it's got a bit better uptake anyway. So if you're using the lesser form, then you're going to be taking it.
One of the very first shows I ever did 5.5 years ago was with a doctor who came on the show and talked about the fact that sublingual methylcobalamin was as effective as injectable B12 in elevating B12 status, serum levels of B12 status. So you don't have to poke yourself with a syringe if you want to get the best B12 supplement out there.
I totally agree with that. I mean, I think I've seen you some B12, haven't I?
Yes.
Sublingual type.
Sublingual methyl. It's a liquid. I like it. You just drop it under your tongue. Yeah.
It tastes pretty damn good, too. But, you know, that is a classic example of, you know, something you need to be taking.
How much B12 do you think people should take?
Minimum?
Yeah.
Something with 1,000 micrograms a day. Minimum. We actually have 1,000 and a 5,000 dropper. But it's a minimum of 1,000.
So 2.5 milligrams a day is adequate, then, you're saying? That's better than 1,000, but not quite as much as 5,000.
Yeah, I mean, if you need to, I'd like, you know, during the process, I'd say go for 5,000.
Yeah, that's the whole dropper. That's the whole dropper. It's a half a milliliter of stuff that you carry.
Go for while you're going through that phase, you don't normally need that much, but definitely if you're going through the detoxification phase, it would be a very good idea to kind of support that, you know, system as well, because you probably have been, you know, most people have been B12 deficient for a long time anyway, as it is, so it's good to bring that up as well, and then you know, it will support the whole detoxification process while you're going through that stress as well. And remember, it's a stress, so B vitamins, all your B vitamins are an essential component there as well.
We're going to go into our last commercial break. If people want to reach out to you, who are interested in truly doing a liver detox, what's the best way for them to reach you, Peter?
I guess they can get me either through the Facebook page or they can email me directly at peter.erouse@gmail.com, R-O-U-S-E.
Okay. Let's take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we'll finish up with the tactics that can be used and supplements that can be used to detoxify the liver. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Check this out.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. Adrenabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented liquid-bait technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol. Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from NeedToBuildMuscle.net, get the most effective insulin-mimicking, insulin-sensitizing, nutrient-partitioning supplement available without a prescription. NeedToSlim. NeedToSlim combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. NeedToSlim is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get NeedToSlim by visiting NeedToBuildMuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get NeedToSlim today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trials to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole sessions had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, and where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram.
Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer, Anabolic State GT, has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anabolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Scientists want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anabolic State GT from Bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anabolic State GT at Bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour, we're just finishing up the hour, is Dr. Peter Rouse. And shortly we'll have Dave, they call him Detox Dave, at the detoxoasis.com. And he has some very extreme methods of detoxification we're going to talk about. So you want to stay tuned for the second half of the show. So, Peter, let's get back on this. What other things can people do to help detoxify the liver before we end this interview?
Well, this is not so much for detoxification, but liver support. And you've talked about this quite a few times, and that's milk thistle. We need to support the function of the liver itself. So milk thistle is very good for repairing damage to the liver and also supporting its general function. So milk thistle probably should be something that people should be on daily anyway.
And is it true that oral administration of glutathione is a useless attempt to raise glutathione in the body?
Yes and no. It depends on the form you take. If you take a reduced form, what they don't see is, they don't see an increase in levels in the blood, but what they do see is increased levels in the detoxification phase, one phase, two separation there. So they do see levels in that detoxification phase. It has to be a certain form, it's called reduced form of glutathione. General glutathione, of course, is going to break down. It's a tripeptide, so it's going to break down anyway in the gut. But if you're taking the reduced form, it does see an increase in that detoxification process. So yes and no, depending on what you're looking for. We don't care if the blood levels don't increase. We want to see an increase in that detoxification phase.
Now, there's injectable glutathione out there now.
Yes.
What do you think of that?
It's very, very, very effective, but it's not for everybody.
Why is it not for everybody?
Well, not anybody likes to take injections on a daily basis, do they?
No, that's true.
I'm not surprised, but it's amazing how many people just can't stand taking an injection once a month, let alone once a day. So it's not always good not an easy option. Most of your doctors get this prescription, so trying to get it from a doctor too. A lot of doctors don't have access to
it. I don't understand why people can't inject. That baffles me, that why injection is exclusive to physicians only, and people can, it's like you go to Walgreens, and I understand the whole drug abuser thing. They're worried about drug abusers getting a hold of syringes, but it's like I go in there and want to buy an insulin syringe because I take vitamin B12, and they go, well, do you have a prescription for it? No, vitamin B12, injectable vitamin B12 can be purchased over the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody looks at you like you're crazy because, you can't inject it. Is your doctor doing that for you? It's like, no, I'm doing it myself. Why is it something that's exclusive to physicians? Plenty of people inject it. Subcutaneous is no problem. But yet, it seems like it's exclusive to physicians that if you want to inject your vitamin B12, it's like some sort of taboo.
Well, that's kind of another show, but it goes back to the AMA and the control over the whole medical system. So that's part of the reason why they do that, too, is just it's control. Totally. I mean, it limits to what people have access to, like we're talking about the injectable glutathione. So it's not easily accessible, and then it's something that people won't use as much. And do you really think they want you to be detoxified now? So, there's a reason why they add toxins to the environment. So, in helping you to detoxify is probably not something they're going to go out of their way doing. So, anyway, going back to the liver, the milk thistle is really important. I think people should be taking that all the time anyway for general health of the liver function. But essentially, if they're only going to take it for one period, then take it just prior to going on to detoxification and during the detoxification process.
Interesting. Okay.
There's actually Metagenics actually do a really good product that support most of the stuff I've been talking about, and that's called Everclear.
Oh, yeah, I've actually seen it. It's a powder. It's a drink, right?
Well, you can get a capsule form, which is probably better for most people, actually, because it doesn't contain any of the sweeteners or anything like that. But, it contains all the stuff we're talking about, even, the taurine as well, which is something I actually forgot to mention, but also your minerals, essential minerals there.
Taurine is important?
Yeah. Well, again, basically all your mineral acids are important, particularly taurine, glycine, and those involved with the conjugation process.
Interesting.
Yeah, so, I mean, what I can't understand is why people would go on to a vegetarian-type diet when they're trying to detox, when actually the totally opposite is what they need.
Yeah.
Everything you need for detoxification, you can get from animal source protein. And B12, which is also B12.
Beef.
Yeah,
the number one source of
vegetarian source of B12.
Yeah, the number one source of B12 is beef. And as a matter of fact, I was talking to a doctor recently who was telling me that beef is no good because of the high levels of iron in it and B12. That, too much is no good for you.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I eat a ton of meat, and that's probably an understatement. And my levels come back in my iron. Perfect. My B12 levels are good. I actually supplement B12 too. In addition to that, I take, I don't need to take too much because, as I say, I eat a lot of good meat.
Right.
So I'm only taking 500 micrograms per day instead of 1,000.
Right.
But that's because I'm already getting a ton from my food sources anyway. I'm eating, 4 pounds of meat a day.
Right.
So that's a lot of B12 coming in from there.
Now, are you trying to bulk right now or something? I know I've seen some pictures of you, and you look like you put on some considerable muscle. Are you training again for a competition or something like that?
No, I'm just trying to get back up. I mean, I've been up to 300 pounds, lean, but I'm just trying to get back up to 250. I came down to 200 for the wedding, that I had kind of, my wife was insistent that I actually fit into a suit.
Yeah, right.
And then, basically, after that, at the time I was about 230, and then I'm just trying to go back up to that 250. I want to sit
down. Are you doing a lot of Olympic lifting right now?
My training's gone downhill at the moment. That's only because of, I'm actually going through a bit of a detox right now at the moment.
Really?
Now,
is this just a scheduled detox, or is there a reason for it?
I knew I'm toxic because I lived in Asia for a very long time. In Hong Kong, we've got the whole industrial formation of, the major industries just in China there, and it blows all over into Hong Kong and Shenzhen there, and it blows over Hong Kong, and, you should breathe air there and you become toxic. And I've just run some tests, and I know what pathways to work on, so I'm just doing a little bit of a detox. We actually have this is going to make detoxification. Far infrared saunas are fantastic for detox. We have one. We actually purchased one just recently to put into our facility, and we've been using that for sweating it out too.
Cool.
But I'm getting back on track, and we'll be getting back on 250 very shortly.
How deep into this detox are you right now, this current one?
We've been only about a week or so. I've got to be careful not to take too heavy because I am pretty toxic from living in Hong Kong. So I just want to pull out slowly. I'm still trying to keep gaining. It's just the first week or so on that detox can be.
Do you feel sick the first week because of all this stuff that's coming out of you?
No, I'm really energy levels. DMSA has a rule. I mean, wait till people try it, DMSA. That stuff will. The first time I ever took it, I was in bed the whole weekend because I was just like, oh my God, I just want to sleep and die.
Really?
Because, detox. I'm actually, I eat clean. I eat really clean. I'm concerned about the environmental, and I'm toxic. So imagine the average person.
So imagine me.
Man. I mean, things like far infrared sauna is very effective because there's another pathway you can sweat it out. And the far infrared, because it's worse on that infrared frequency, making sure it's the right kind of far infrared sauna. Because some of them are actually toxic. They use toxic materials to build the saunas. How crazy is that?
I mean, the, the sauna, I've been using an infrared sauna recently. It's wood, but it does have some sort of material over the infrared plates. So you're saying maybe that material could be like a polymer, for instance, and it could, by heating it, it's actually putting toxins into the air.
Well, wasn't it? Is it wood from China? Because guess what? It's contaminated, the wood from China.
Really? So the wood itself could be contaminated?
Yeah, and even the top of wood, some woods can be toxic, you know, when heated and put off fumes, that can be toxic. Also, you look at the type of element they use, whether it's a ceramic or a carbon. Now, the ceramic ones are the best because the frequency of the infrared that it uses, they say the carbon ones are better because it gives a more even heat distribution, but doesn't give you the right frequency to create the detoxification process we're looking for.
Wow, and we're getting ready to do a show on infrared saunas. This is funny, so this is good news.
Yeah. And if any of your listeners want one, contact me. They can have a wholesale. It's actually got free shipping on it, too, at the moment. Still, I'll gladly sell it to them a wholesale, which is about half the price they're paying normally, and ship it to them for free.
Really?
Yeah, no problem at all.
What are we talking for, like, one of those saunas that seats two people?
Between $900
and $1,000. Oh, man, that's really cheap, because the one that I've been using is like the one that seats two people. It's like $2,600.
It doesn't belong to me.
It doesn't, I'm using it at the friend's house that I've been staying at, but it's like, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's wholesale price. So, I mean, you know, if anybody wants one, you're looking at $1,000 tops, and include shipping.
That's a good deal.
Let me know, and I can sort them out for it.
Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and plug your website again. For people who want to contact you that are interested in any of your services, which include strength and conditioning training, obviously nutrition, and ridding themselves of lots of maladies related to improper nutrition like gastric problems and so on, and even liver detoxification, they could either go to which website do you want them to go to?
Probably this one would be afperformancecenter.com.
And you can get there by going to the Superhuman Radio website. There is a banner ad for Dr. Peter Rouse's organization at afperformancecenter.com. Or if they want to email you, it's Peter E, like Edward Rouse, @gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good.
D is actually for Edwin, but yeah,
thank you. No, don't put Edwin in there. It's Peter E. Rouse. There you go. Peter E. Rouse @gmail.com. All right, well, listen, Peter, I want to thank you for coming on the show today and talking about supplements and support systems to detoxify the liver. When we come back from the break, we will have Dave Marshall on from Detox Oasis, and he's going to be telling you about some very extreme methods of detoxification, including the coffee bean enema, my favorite. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Primordialperformance.com is a halidrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there is no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at primordialperformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol.
LG Sciences pre-workout performance enhancer anabolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Sciences want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from Bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print of 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all
natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trials to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's tests has had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
DJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to PJBraun.com today. That's PJBraun.com. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the most popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and primordial performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. Best supplements in the universe on OrbitNutrition.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to the second half of the Superhuman Radio Show. Just want to remind everybody that we gave away Power Block Quick Change dumbbells in December. November and December. We'll announce a December winner next week, as I promised. We still have another set to give away for January. It's not too late to enter. Go to superhumanradio.com. Click the Power Block dumbbell banner ad and enter to win a $349 pair of quick change dumbbells that goes from 5 to 50 pounds. Really cool stuff. And, of course, if you haven't tried the Quest Protein Bar yet, you can get two free samples, including shipping. You pay nothing. Just go to superhumanradio.com, click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad at the top of the page, enter your name and address, and they will mail them to you. I promise you, if you taste a Quest Protein Bar, you will never, ever, ever buy another protein bar other than the Quest Protein Bar again. 15 grams of fiber, no sugar, alcohol, the highest quality protein, milk and whey isolate. Great stuff. And they taste great. I'm jonesing. I'm waiting for my next shipment to get in. I'm already jonesing for them. Okay, so we talked about liver detoxification with Dr. Rouse the first half of the show, and now we're going to have Dave Marshall, who is also known as Detox Dave. How are you doing, Dave?
I'm doing real good today, Carl.
And I want to thank you for coming on the show. You're a real trooper. I do know that you were feeling a little under the weather, but we needed you, and you arrived, so I want to thank you for that.
My pleasure.
All right, so let's talk about how you even started in this, because your focus is exclusively detoxification and detoxification, which leads to major weight loss, which Dr. Rouse also concurred that he's worked with people who have hit plateaus, and then once he worked with them on some detoxification strategies, they dropped a bunch of more weight that they didn't know they could. How did you get into this whole business of detoxifying people?
I got into this business about 4 years ago. I was really keen on the raw foods movement and had been taking classes on raw food preparation and was really set on turning my ranch in Indiana into a raw foods preparation center. And then I happened to be in Thailand at the time, weighing almost 250 pounds. I'm 5'10 and a half. And I was doing some boxing over there, and I stumbled upon a detox center. So I went to the center. I dropped 17 pounds in 7 days, came back to the boxing center, and everybody was asking me what I did and how I could help them drop that kind of weight as rapidly as well. So I came back to the U.S., and Westerners being as we are, we like instant results, so I started the detox center.
So you were first a client of the detoxification process and saw what it did for you, and then you became enlisted into the process.
Yes, that's correct. I went back after going through the program and working in their kitchen and learning the system of daily colonics, the herbs to take, and the liver flush procedure. I went back about 6 months later, and I studied at two more centers over there. I was really expecting to see big differences between the center, but overall, all of the centers, at least in Koh Samui, Thailand, are following about the same program.
Now, interesting enough, Dr. Rouse has also lived in Asia for quite a long time, and his opinion is that detoxification is a critical aspect if you're living in Asia because of the exposure to so many toxins. Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah, I would agree with that statement, but not just Southeast Asia. I mean, look at the toxins that we're exposed to in our everyday life right here in the
U.S. Yeah, we talked about that. Even the rugs and carpeting in your home, you know.
And the dry cleaning.
Right. Oh, that's another one, PERC. You know, PERC, that chemical that they use for dry cleaning has been linked to, well, it's been shown to cause the development of muscular, multiple sclerosis.
Hmm.
So, you know, and obviously there's a lot of chemicals that we work with in industrial environments that can make you very sick if you come in contact with them. And that's one of them. And then, they put that your clothes in, and then you put your clothes on.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Most of our clients here, we get, and I don't even know what percentage of the population that is really set on a detox, but most of our clients that come, it's just detox from life. Sometimes they have a specific issue. Maybe they were working in the Gulf War. Maybe they were exposed to certain chemicals in a particular factory. But overall, most of my customers are just trying to detox from the white flour, the sugar, the caffeine, alcohol. Some of them are on pain medications. But it's just mainly an overall everyday detox.
Now, I know someone who's attended your facility. Your detox program requires that they come there to the ranch, correct?
That is correct.
Which not only is it a detoxification that you work on, but you make them exercise, and there's a spiritual aspect. Is there a spiritual aspect as well, meditation or anything like that?
There's really very little on the spiritual side of this. This is more of a physical detox.
Gotcha. So one of the aspects that you require is exercise, correct?
It is, and I'll tell you, if there was one thing that really stands out that makes our program unique, it's the exercise component. And when I say unique, I don't just mean unique in terms of the only one in North America, but even in Thailand, you may have a gentle stretching class. And most of the centers want you to do nothing but lay in a hammock and relax and read and reflect. Well, our program, we have you actually training either in a gym, hiking, or doing cardio of some form for about 5 hours a day.
Wow. I mean, that's a lot of work. Now, it should also be noted that your approach to detoxification would be considered extreme to some people, but nonetheless has been very effective for you. How long have you been doing this now?
We're going on 4 years now.
Okay. And if people come to you and do they have to stay for a certain period of time or weeks, months? How does this work?
No, here's what I asked for. I asked for 6 days. That's the ideal situation, at least 6 days. No more than 10. I believe that we're going to get about 85% of the poisons and toxins that are in your body in 6 or 7 days.
And during those 6 or 7 days, they live there and you set the agenda. They get up in the morning. Is there any free time where people can go down into town and have something to eat, or are they sequestered the whole time they're there?
Well, they're not going to be eating on my program. it's an herbal juice program. Yeah, there is some free time during the day. There's probably about 3 or 4 hours throughout the day that is really what would be considered downtime. But I'll tell you, detox, it's a detox, fast, cleanse program. It's not an easy program. But when I say that, anyone can do it, but it is not an easy program. And the thought of going into town, the first 2 days you may be okay to go into town and to look around and take a look at the French Lick Resort. But after about 2 days, when you're training at this level, you know, when you're doing a 7K hike at 7 o'clock in the morning and you're doing weight training twice a day and maybe P90X style of training, your real job in between these activities here at the ranch is to sleep.
Is recovery, right?
Just recovery.
Yeah. And so we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the nutritional aspect, which is also very extreme. We're talking this hour with Dave Marshall. You can visit his website at detoxoasis.com. And we're going to talk about some very, very extreme methods of detoxification. As you can see already, in the detox process, he has his people that attend the farm, exercise for 5 hours a day as part of their detox process. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1837. Powerblock, the world's best dumbbell.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking raw magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaHLer.com.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per house.
Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from needtobuildmuscle.net, get the most effective insulin-mimicking, insulin-sensitizing, nutrient-partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need to Slim. Need to Slim combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need to Slim is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need to Slim by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need to Slim today.
Just like iron, lift, and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Dave Marshall from Detox Oasis. And we're talking about some very extreme methods of detoxification. Let's talk a little bit about the nutrition, because that's the part that really, I think, I have to believe that a certain number of people who don't know what to expect when they get there and get there, how many days do they get in before the ones who are going to fall out say, hey, I just can't do this?
Oh, you know, we only have maybe 1 in 50 fallout.
Okay.
Yeah, it's quite a low number. I'll tell you, earlier we talked, Carl, about how extreme the fitness can be while we're detoxing here. I would like to just make a point. It's not a requirement that you have to do the 4 or 5 hours of training every day.
Okay.
However, 90% of our clients do that. The other 10% lay around on the couch and read books.
Okay, so they kind of, make it a more spiritual event if they want to. Like if I went there and I said, hey, Dave, I train so hard day in and day out. I want to meditate in my downtime. You'd say, hey, there's a nice corner of the ranch over there. You can go get under a tree and meditate if you want.
Absolutely.
Well, that's kind of cool, then. That's kind of cool. All right, so but obviously, in your humble opinion, exercise during the detoxification process assists the detoxification process, correct?
Yeah, it assists in a big way. And, you know, not everyone are fitness fanatics like yourself and myself. A lot of times people come to us simply to wake their muscles up. They've been laying around. They've been absorbing these toxins for years. Most of us carry about, as an adult, somewhere between 6 and 9 pounds of undigested food in our colon, and they just want to get that stuff out of them.
You know, you and I talked about this off the air. I mean, when Elvis died, you know, there was rumors that he had, 40 pounds of undigested red meat and fried peanut butter and banana sandwiches in his intestines. I hear stories about people who sell these very, very extreme laxative products that are supposed to, just clean you out completely, which I'm going to ask your opinion of those in a second. I see those where they say, people use those and they're 5 pounds lighter afterwards. Is that true? I mean, is it legitimate? Is there a high probability that I'm carrying around some sort of matter inside my intestines that I could get rid of easily?
Yeah, absolutely. And off the air, you and I talked about weightlifting.
Right.
And odds are, because you are weightlifting, you're consuming more protein than most people because you're trying to get your levels high enough to either put on or maintain muscle.
Right.
And when you take on that much protein, there's a certain percentage of it that just stays in your colon. And I really suggest, I personally do 2 detoxes a year just to get myself cleaned out because of the amount of protein that I put in my body. But most of my clients that are repeat, they come back once a year.
Yeah, because it feels good. I know you told me this, that the people that when they leave, they feel so much better when they leave.
Yeah, not only do they feel better, but they look better. We have one particular supermodel that comes here on a quarterly basis. And she comes, she spends between 6 and 8 days, and it's just before that she has a photo shoot. So when she absolutely must look at her best, she comes here beforehand.
Interesting. Now, let's talk a little bit about the nutrition.
Sure.
How many calories a day do people eat when they're doing your detox program, and also, what are the calories made up of?
The calories here are made up of juices to start with. We do a juice twice a day that consists of a cucumber, spinach, and a celery juice. And we also do wheatgrass and blue-green algae, but wheatgrass is really a complete food because it contains just about every amino acid, vitamin, and mineral in trace amounts. So for the first time in a lot of people's lives, they're really getting the proper amount of nutrition. Even though the calorie counts are down somewhere between 2 and 225 calories a day, they're getting absolutely the cleanest form of nutrition put into their body.
Interesting. And do you have people who, do people get weak when they're eating such as low caloric intake?
Oh, of course. I mean, think about yourself. If you go 2 hours without a protein bar.
Yeah, no, I know. I was just thinking about, I just had a chicken breast before I started this show, which is 2 hours long, and I'm already hungry. So, yeah, I know.
And for most of us, that is the case. And again, these people, including myself, when I go through this, the first 2 or 3 days, I'm really questioning what it is that I'm doing here.
Even you, and you've been doing it for a business. Okay.
I do it for a business.
I really appreciate your honesty.
and as the time passes, I'm weak. My bench press, my squat, all that is down to about 60% of what I can normally do. A workout that takes me 30 minutes, if I didn't have a trainer, is going to take me about an hour because of the time it takes me to get focused to do the next set.
Right.
So, to answer your question, you're very weak, you're very tired, but all you have to say to yourself, when you're on that hour and 20-minute hike, my job when I'm done with this hike is to take a nap.
Right.
So this week, Carl, this week that you're detoxing, it's about one thing and one thing only, and that's you. It's not about picking the kids up from school. It's not about cooking dinner for your husband or your loved ones. You know, it's not about answering the phone for your boss. This week is dedicated to just taking care of yourself. So when you eliminate all the other factors in life, it's really not that hard to go through this.
If I came to the detox center and I said, look, Dave, I'm going to do this, but I want to be able to drink water throughout the day that has, you know, copious amounts of branched-chain amino acids, just free-form amino acids, just BCAAs, leucine, isoleucine, and valine. That's it. Would you let me do that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, this is, Carl, this is your detox. It's not mine.
I got you.
Okay, so if you need to modify it some way in a fashion that it's a belief that you have, then that's completely okay.
Cool.
If I disagree with it, I'll certainly tell you, but I'll certainly let you go forward.
I got you. I mean, yeah, if I said I wanted to have a McDonald's burger every day, obviously that's a no pass, because the whole purpose is to get that kind of stuff out of your body, not put it in while you're doing this. But, I mean, something as transparent as a branched-chain amino acids in free form, I can't imagine that challenging the detoxification process. Now, do you do any kind of testing on people before or after, or that you leave that up to them and their doctors, or how does that work? Or do you have a physician that works with the clinic?
That's a good question. No, we don't do any testing. All we do is weight and measurement. We don't get a doctor involved unless you're going to stay beyond the week. If you're going to stay beyond the week and transfer over to what we call the weight loss or fit body retreat program, then we get our doc involved, and he does a full workup on all your blood. But for the detox, no, we don't.
And do you have people who do you screen people to make sure that they don't have underlying illnesses? Like, in other words, if I told you I have a uncontrolled arrhythmia, would you say, sorry, you can't do the detox program?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. I'd say, why don't you go see your doc before you come here? And then I would also get on the phone and call my doc and say, hey, here's the situation. I haven't faced this before. What's your input?
Gotcha. Well, that makes perfect sense. Because you're not positioning yourself as some sort of medical clinic, and you don't want to even step into that realm, I guess, in this environment. You have to stay where you are. And what you basically are is a facility where people can come and detox, and that's it. So the nutrition is very scant. Do you ever have people... You know, I know that when I start eating ketogenically, and I cut my carbs down below 60 grams a day, I become moody, forgetful, and I develop headaches periodically. Do you have people that within the first few days, they start to develop symptoms, and then you say, look, just tough it out, and in a couple of days it goes away, or does it go away, or doesn't it go away?
Yeah, it does go away. It usually goes away after the third or fourth day. But here's what I say to people. We serve a blue green algae, we serve the wheatgrass, we serve the green drinks, and then every evening at 6 p.m. we have dinner. We call it dinner. It's just a vegetable broth that's high in potassium. But what I say to people when they're having a really tough time is just come see me.
Right.
Come see me, and I'll make you another juice. I'll make you another algae. I'll give you a wheatgrass. I'll give you something.
Dave, you may not want me to come. I'll be knocking on your door every hour. Dave, I need another cup of wheatgrass. Can you put a chicken breast in it for me?
Yeah, I wish we could. That's the second week of the program.
There you go. So basically the nutrition side of it is designed to almost be a truly fast. It really is a fast, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Going back to what you were asking about earlier is how people feel. Well, after 3 days or 4 days, And there's no getting around this. I mean, you've been poisoning yourself, you know, somebody who's our age. We've been poisoning ourselves literally for years. And you're not going to get away with feeling crummy for a couple hours after years of what we put into our body.
Right.
You're going to feel crummy for days. But once you get beyond that, you know, we do our liver flush. In fact, today is the liver flush day. We have a group of ladies here. Once you get through the liver flush, I call it coming over to the other side. That's when you feel good. That's when your eyes are bright. That's when you, by this point of the game, you've probably lost somewhere between 8 and 12 pounds on day 5.
Really?
Yeah, really. And that's when you feel amazing. And that's also, Carl, that's when you start questioning yourself. And you start questioning yourself in terms of, why do I even eat? Because you're no longer hungry.
And you know what I noticed when I did a 21-day fast? I did a cleanse when I was in my early 20s because I wanted to drop a bunch of weight. I dropped 21 pounds in 21 days. That wasn't the name of the diet. It just happened to be that way. Mm-hmm. And I did that whole sea salt flush and then followed by the cayenne pepper, lemon water with maple sap in it. You know what I'm talking about?
Right, exactly.
Okay, and so I did that for 21 days. I remember around the fifth or sixth day, becoming almost euphoric and having a massive amount of energy, everything for me comes down to an automobile analogy. But what it was akin to me is if you've ever tuned a race car that has that's naturally aspirated, has a carburetor, not fuel injectors. As you lean out the fuel, there becomes a point in time when you go beyond the richness that the engine needs. And you start to get leaner and leaner, the engine starts to race on its own. It picks up revolutions because the leaner it gets, it's almost like it's gasping for air. It's gasping for more gas. It's trying to pull more fuel in. And that's what it was like for me. When I got into that fifth, sixth, seventh day, and I all of a sudden noticed, wow, I have amazing amounts of energy. This is counterintuitive. I'm starving myself. How can I have energy? I got this feeling that my body was on lean burn.
Yeah, that's really common. Now, with that feeling, even though you feel amazing and you look amazing, you still don't have the stamina or the strength that you typically have if
you're
on the protein bars and the chicken.
Right.
But like I said, I start questioning, why do I eat? Do I eat because it's habit? And oftentimes the answer to that is yes. At 7 o'clock in the morning, it's time for my oatmeal with a scoop of protein. Not that I'm hungry, but I do that at 7 o'clock.
Right.
Or it's a social aspect. Why am I going to dinner this evening? Because I'm not hungry. I'm going to meet friends.
Right. It is. It's more about being sociable. I think you and I talked about this off the air. It would be interesting to find out when we as a species became interested in pursuing flavors. Like there must have been a point in time where Paleolithic human beings who gnawed on raw meat and foraged, all of a sudden they said, you know, I don't want to eat this stuff anymore. I want to eat something that tastes better. And they started to manipulate their foods in favor of flavor. Because the reality is flavor is something that is adaptive. We've adapted to these flavors of today, but our Paleolithic ancestors, the flavors they were attracted to were probably, you know, raw meat. You know, chewing on a fatty piece of meat probably tasted really savory to them.
Yeah, I imagine that it did. I look at food two ways. It's either fun or it's fuel. And generally, it can't be both. You know, fun is when I'm going out and having pizza and beer with my friends.
Right.
Fuel is when I'm having my protein bar or the chicken breast on a bowl of spinach.
Right. Well, I would agree with that statement. Yeah, but you know what? There are those of us whose palates change, and you're probably like this. I love a bowl of just plain oatmeal. I find such flavor in it because your palate changes. When you eat clean long enough, your palate changes, and it's those little flavors that turn you on after a while.
Yeah, it really is.
All right, let's take a quick commercial break. Dave, when we come back, I want to talk about some of the methods, techniques that you use there. I especially want to talk about the coffee bean enema because it actually was mentioned in the earlier part of the show for the liver. And we can discuss the liver flush that your guests are going through right now. We're talking right now with Dave Marshall. You can learn more about his group and services by going to detoxoasis.com. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Body magnesium is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, M-A-H-L-E-R.com. Learnable from
PrimordialPerformance.com is a Halidrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented liquid blade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexBend technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole sensors had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at Bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is Strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Tomorrow's show. Got an exciting show for you tomorrow. We're going to have Brooks Cubitt on. I'm going to review his book, Chalk and Sweat, Old Style Weightlifting. Whenever Brooks comes on the show, we get a lot of people tuning in because of his original book, Dinosaur Training. You don't want to miss that. My guest this hour is Dave Marshall from DetoxOasis.com. We'll talk about the methods of detoxification that they use over there, get people cleaned out. What better way to start the new year than cleaning your body out? All right, so Dave, before we get into the methods, I want to go back and ask you a question that I said I would ask you. What do you think about those over-the-counter laxatives that claim that they will actually make you poop a shopping bag out of your rear end that you've been carrying since you were 9 years old? What do you think about that?
Some of those products are pretty good. Most of them are a Senna-based product. And if you use them, it will create poop envy between you and your friends. because you'll definitely be going. You know, there's a lot of products out there. There's 21-day programs out there. There's 10- and 12-day programs. They're really quite effective. Now, are they as effective as going someplace, doing an herbal program like we have? No, they're not, you know, but it's still a whole lot better than continuing forward with your present plan.
Is there any danger in using those? Because I remember when I was a kid, my dad, at least twice a year, I never realized the intelligence in this, but he used to buy a citrus of magnesia. It was a green bottle from the pharmacy, and it smelled like Fresca, the lemon-lime soda. And he would drink a half a bottle of that, stay home, and just, you know,
basically clean himself out. And I remember later on in life, me talking to him about it, he says, but you don't want to do that. You want to be careful. That stuff is very harsh, very, very harsh. And he always said it's very harsh. You shouldn't do it. Meanwhile, he was doing it. Is there any danger in doing one of those over-the-counter laxatives, you know, let's call them super laxatives? Is there any chance that it could be harsh on your stomach and your intestines?
No, I think that most of those are proven products, so they wouldn't be on the market. But, you know, just like anything else, the disclaimer is consult your physician. Here's how I look at it, and that is, what is worse? Is it worse to carry 8 or 10 pounds of fecal matter in your colon?
Right.
And most of us know our bodies pretty well, and I'm sure that you do. And when you have that feeling like, you know, God, I just need to make a change.
Right.
I need to do something. I need to clean myself out. I'm feeling sluggish. I'm feeling crummy. I'm feeling irritable. That's probably a good time to go see your colon hydrotherapist or to participate in one of these types of programs. But before I go on, Carl, I just wanted to clarify something real quick. Our website is www.detoxoasis.net.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've been saying .com the whole time. Sorry about that. Okay, so it's detoxoasis.net. Sorry about that.
Great.
All right, so getting back to some of the techniques, the one that I've heard about for years since I was a young man, and I would be interested to find out if anybody knows, posted on my Facebook, when the first one came about. I think Dr. Rouse said, you know, hundreds of years ago they were doing the coffee bean enemas, but you do that over there as well, right?
We do it every day. Yeah, we do it every day. Our customers go through, 90% of our customers will do one coffee enema a day. 10% of our customers will do two a day. And, you know, a coffee enema is different than just a typical enema. And first off, the system that we use is called a Kalemia system. Think of it as an enema on steroids. It's about half as good as a colonic, and it's about 5 times better than just an enema. We go through 5 gallons of water with a pot of coffee in it.
Wow.
And, you know, how it works a little differently is when you add the coffee, the caffeine, it actually stimulates, you know, the muscles in your colon and the blood vessels and the bile ducts. The effects of putting coffee in your rectum are entirely different than putting coffee in your mouth. You know, the veins of the anus, you know, they're really quite close to the surface. And the caffeine is absorbed much more quickly and in a higher concentration than when the coffee is just drank. And people have been doing these coffee enemas for, you know, basically hundreds of years. And you do get stimulated, you know, just like having a couple of cups of coffee
So what if you're like me? I am caffeine sensitive. Would you use a naturally decaffeinated coffee for me if I told you, look, I don't drink coffee anymore. It's too stimulating for me.
No, the caffeine is really kind of part of the program.
Okay.
It really, as your body absorbs these enzymes in the coffee, it helps the liver carry away the toxins that are in the bile acid there.
Mm.
The coffee is really, it's absorbed in the hemorrhoid vein. It's taken up to the liver, and the bile ducts get dilated as well. It makes the colon contract and discharge the matter that's in it.
So, now you told me that this is self-administered, so people don't have to feel skittish, like, you know, somebody's going to be sitting there doing this. So you put them in a room that's set up for them to do this. Obviously, it has the proper apparatuses. They do this to themselves, right?
Yes, we have about a 15-minute class that we put you through, and at the end of the 15-minute class, you have enough information to be nervous. And after the second time you've done a self-administered colonic or Kalemia, it's amazing how quick you take to it and how good it makes you feel. What also amazes me is the conversation that you'll have with the other people going through the detox.
But they're not in the room with you when you're doing yours, right?
Oh, no. No, you're in a room all by yourself.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to say the conversation you have while everybody's giving themselves the coffee bean enema. I was like, no, I don't want to be there with somebody else.
Well, I was referring to the conversations when they come out of the room.
Oh, yeah, I bet. back.
Yeah, you're not going to believe what came out of my body.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah.
You know those keys I thought I lost? But what about, now the coffee beans, Dr. Rouse had mentioned this earlier in the show. He said that they should always be organic coffee beans. What about the water? Do you use, like, distilled water? Is there a special type of water you use?
No, we use a filtered water.
A filtered water, okay. And then, do you put the whole 5 gallons in yourself?
Well, here's how it works. 5 gallons of coffee water, if you would.
Right.
It's going to take you about 30 times to take it in and right. to discharge it.
Right.
So, you know, you hit the go switch on the tube that right. allows the water to come in. It's a gravity-fed system.
Right.
And that may take between 2 and 5 seconds to fill you up.
Right.
Or it may take 30 seconds, depending on how empty your colon is.
Should you have your body in a position where your rear end is higher than your abdomen, so the water is, you know, has a better chance to kind of fill you up like a cup instead of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we have a system. I mean, we actually have a table that you lay on, so you go into a room that's designed just for this.
Okay.
You lay down. It's all hooked up. You insert it yourself. It's completely private, and it's really not a difficult procedure. Right. The tube that you're inserting in your anus is about half the diameter of your little finger, and it only goes in you between an inch and 2 inches.
Okay. And so this process, it almost sounds like you're gargling with your behind. You take a little in, you spit a little out. You take a little in, you spit a little out. So this whole process of these the coffee bean enema, how long does it take for somebody to go through the whole 5 gallons of coffee water?
That's going to take you the first time that you do it, just because you're nervous and a little bit uncertain and you're by yourself. It's going to take you about 1 hour and 15 to 1 hour and a half.
Oh,
and
so after, you're in there for a while. Okay.
You're in there for a bit. But then after that, and you're comfortable with the situation, and getting your arms or your mind around exactly that you're laying down on your back, pooping for an hour.
Right.
It takes about 45 minutes to go through it.
Once you've done it once.
Yeah, after you get a handle on it, yeah.
Okay. All right, so there you go. That's the coffee bean enema, and that is available to anybody who goes to the ranch, and they can do it up to 2 times a day or even more if they want to do it.
2 times is about all I would suggest. I mean, if you think about everything that you're doing throughout the day, the 5 hours of training, the sleep, the yoga classes, you think it's really, by the time you get your second coffee enema in, it's going to be 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, that's a late night for you. And then, you know, you got to wake up early to get that wheatgrass.
And not only that, the caffeine will keep you up.
Oh, that's another good point. That's a really good point. All right, so what other types of, you know what, we have to take, let's do this, let's take this break early. When we come back, we're going to talk more. I want to ask you about some other methods that you use. We're talking with Dave Marshall. I did correct me. The website is detoxoasis.net. Go there and check it out. If you're in the area of the state of Indiana, you can come on over and spend a 6-day detox with them. And if not, ride your horse in. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Sciences want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from Bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at Bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrderNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LD Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrderNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrderNutrition.com. Best supplements in the universe at OrderNutrition.com.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein.
protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any of the protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxidrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is a secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com. Mahler.com today. That's Mike, MAHLER.com.
Get strong. You don't know yet. Get super human radio.
Peace up. Hey, down, down.
Welcome back to Super Human Radio. We're talking this hour with Dave Marshall from DetoxOasis.net about the detoxification process that they use over there. People fly in from all over the world to attend the ranch and cleanse their bodies. Dave, obviously the coffee bean enema sounds a bit arduous, but is a necessary function. Even Dr. Rouse agrees it's one of the greatest things you can do to cleanse the liver. What are you guys doing over there today is the liver flush? What's that all about?
Yeah, the liver flush is a pretty aggressive procedure, if you would. You know, our livers, they're designed to make bile. They make about, 1 to 1.5 quarts a day. And it's so important to get our liver cleaned out, especially people like yourself, you know, ourselves, Carl, that are high on protein. Maybe we drink too much red wine. And we're on the SAD diet, the standard American diet, which has basically too much protein and too much fat in it. So this liver flush, we start off with Epsom salts. Let me back up. We start at 2 o'clock in the afternoon with consuming no more liquids, no waters, no juice, no wheatgrass. And then at 6 p.m. we do our first glass of Epsom salt. At 7 we do our second. And then at 9 o'clock we do a mixture of grapefruit juice, cayenne, and a half a cup of olive oil. We drink this down. We wake up in the morning at 7 a.m. We do another Epsom salt drink. At 9 a.m., we do a fourth Epsom salt drink. Now, during this procedure, you're going to drop, and clean your colon out somewhere between 2 and 6 or 7 pounds in that 24-hour period.
From drinking that mixture?
Yeah, you know, just like you said earlier, the concoction your father drank.
Right.
This is very much like that. And this is going to clean out your liver and your gallbladder. Most of us have these little stones, and these stones are for the most part, they're laden with cholesterol. And as they grow up, they put back pressure on the liver, and it causes the liver to make less bile. And bile is important to a proper, healthy liver function. So by cleaning it out, it also helps your lymphatic system. It helps the fluid of that work properly.
Right.
So imagine imagine your liver or think of a garden hose that has marbles in it. Much less water would flow through it, and it would decrease its ability to squirt out those marbles.
Right.
So we go through this liver flush, that's when I said earlier, it's like you're coming out to the other side of this program. After the liver flush, you're very weak. Most people don't work out the following day. That 4 or 5 hours of workout goes out the window. But they look amazing. Their face is lean. At this point in the game, they've lost somewhere between 10 and 16 pounds. Granted, there's a good percentage of that is water weight. Estimates are 35 to 40% are water weight. And it's a good time to introduce the raw food. So the day after the liver flush, we move on to raw foods. We move on to, you may have heard of Ann Wigmore and the Hippocrates Institute.
No, I'm not familiar with it. No.
Ann Wigmore is kind of like the founding father or mother of the raw foods movement. And she's the one that really brought wheatgrass to the U.S. and introduced it to us in the 70s. Go ahead.
No, I didn't say that.
Okay. So we introduced them to raw foods, and we try to break the cleanse and fast with absolutely as clean, as organic, and almost pre-digested as we can. So this energy soup that we serve these people is made from sprouts, spinach, some soaked almonds, a little bit of Bragg's, about a half an apple. We blend it all up, and it's a cold soup. And, that's one of the beauties of starving people for 5 or 6 days.
Everything tastes good.
I'm an amazing cook at the end of 6 days.
Oh, that's funny. So it's a one-day liver flush. 1 day out of 6 days, or 1 day for the whole trip?
Yeah, one day out of the whole trip. If you're going to stay here between 1 week, some people stay 3 months, you're still only going to do the liver flush one time.
Okay. Now, Epsom salt is basically magnesium, isn't it?
That's correct.
So taking in high amounts of magnesium, are there any threats of electrolyte imbalances or anything like that, or because it's coming right out of you, you're not really absorbing it?
Yeah, it comes out of you pretty quick. I mean, from the time that you do your first drink, we're doing 4 tablespoons of Epsom in 3 cups of water, and then we're cutting that into 4 separate servings.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
so the moment that you do your drink, not the moment, but within an hour, you're on the toilet.
Yeah. And so, excuse me, that's the liver flush. What other methods do you use that gets people to roll their eyes like, oh, wow, that's pretty extreme?
Well, that's about the most extreme thing that we do here is the colonics and the Epsom salt liver flush. But I really don't. The liver flush may be a bit extreme, and there's some places that other detox centers in North America that don't do it. But in my opinion, if you don't do the liver flush following the cleanse, you really haven't completed the cleanse.
Yeah.
It's that effective.
Yeah, because when we talked about at the beginning of the show, the liver, the whole job of the liver is to cleanse the body, to detoxify the body, and given the environment that we live in today, it can't do the job that it was originally designed to do because we're constantly coming in contact with toxic agents, whether it's through the food, the chemicals in our foods, or the air, the RF in the air, radio frequencies, the particulate matter from carpeting, whatever it is, we're being bombarded constantly. And I used the analogy at the beginning of the show that doing a cleanse without addressing the liver is kind of like washing the dishes with a filthy sponge. You're just pushing the dirt around. You're not really getting rid of anything.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. We're bombarded with things in our society, in the America or the Western world. And our bodies were designed to work hard and to process things and to clean your body out on a regular basis. But it wasn't designed for all these chemicals. It wasn't designed for the preservatives that we're using and the different grains that have been modified.
Right, and GMO stuff especially. Lots of genetically modified stuff that we don't even know. We won't know the effects of GMO until our children have children. So
that's true.
I want to go on the record and say, and I said this last year, but there was a story recently in the news again about the bumblebees, honeybees and bumblebees dying off, and I really believe it's because of all of the RF from cell towers and from everything out there that's wireless today. I really believe that the bees are very sensitive to it, and I believe that that's why the bees are dying off. So I just want to go on the record saying that, so when 10 years from now, when the bees are all gone, and then they say, you know what it was from? You guys can say, hey, Carl said that 5 years ago. there you go.
I'll remember that. You know, the cleanse is such an important aspect of life. I mean, this is one week out of your life that you're giving your body a week off. It doesn't have to process anything. You know, it doesn't have to, your liver doesn't have to function through that sixth glass of red wine that you put through it. I mean, this is all about giving your body a break. And so many of us just don't have the time, or we won't make the time to do that. And that's where I would say our facility is a little different, because we work with so many executives that we understand that it's hard to get a week off. So all of our rooms have a desk. All of our rooms are wireless. And we have some executives that come down from Chicago or New Orleans or wherever they are, and they have to work 4 or 5 hours a day. And that's, we were talking earlier about one of the things that makes our program a little different. We understand that life has to go on, and if you're not making a buck while you're at our center, you might not be able to afford the center.
Yeah, no, I agree. And you know what? And do you assist people in detox in any way if they can't make it to the center?
You know, we've dabbled in that. We tried doing some home kits where we'd actually send them a colonic board and instructions, and then give them verbal support on the telephone, you know, 15, 20 minutes a day. We've had a few clients take us up on that just because they couldn't get away, or housewives that were stay-at-home moms that had children. And there's something about being with a group of people, Carl.
Yeah.
I mean, part of it is, you know, early on this hour, we had spoke about, am I doing the right thing, or what in the heck am I doing? And when you walk into the room and there's 4 or 5 other people who are having those same feelings, that support network, you know, it's empowering. It's reassuring that you are doing the right thing and that you're doing a great thing for your body.
Right.
The other thing about going to the facility is everything's set up for you. And when you try to do this at home, like the home kit that we were offering, well, am I mixing these drinks up right? And I'm too tired to mix the drink up, so I'm going to skip it.
Right.
When you walk into our kitchen, your entire day is lined up. Everything, it's like a spreadsheet with the time next to it and the component that you're going to take. It's pre-made. You just reach down through your drink, get your juice, and then go about your day. You don't have to think about it because you really can't, you're so brain dead for the first few days, you can't think anyway.
What is the cost for a 6-day stay at the Detox Oasis?
The cost is $1,500.
Okay. And so that's for 6 days, that's your room and board and everything.
Well, that's absolutely everything except for massage. And if you factor in, and I'm not sure in Louisville what they get for a personal trainer, but if you factor in 12 personal training sessions, 6 to 12 colonics, I mean, that alone is about $2,000 in just about any major city.
Right.
So, you know, the price points, we are, if not the lowest price point in the U.S., we're certainly down there.
Is it pretty booked up? I mean, is it by reservation only, or is it people? I mean, obviously nobody's going to walk in and say, hey, because you've got a plan to speed to spend a week there. But, I mean, is it hard to get in?
You know, it's not hard to get in. We have facilities for 12 people. We average between 5 and 10 at a time. And, in fact, that's a good statement we made. Today was the first day we actually had somebody walk in and say, I need to detox now.
Interesting. And when you say they walked in, they knew they were going to be there for 6 days. They just didn't set it up ahead of time, you're saying?
Right. So that's the first time that's happened. Most people plan this out. It's hard in Western society to get a week off.
Yeah, you're right about that. All right, so anyway, if people want to learn more about your services, is that the only website we have, detoxoasis.net?
We have two websites. One is detoxoasis.net. The other one is fitbodyretreat.com.
And we didn't really cover that, right? But Fit Body Retreat is like if they wanted to go and focus more on fitness and weight loss than detoxification weight loss.
Think of it more of a Biggest Loser camp.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. And do a lot of people move over from one to the other once they see one? They say, you know, I've got this body in shape. You know, I've got the priming done. Now let me go ahead and get myself in shape.
Yeah, a lot of people do lose over, and we also run both programs at the exact same time. So the people detoxing are seeing what we're feeding the people that aren't detoxing.
Right.
Part of the Fit Body Retreat program is you work in the kitchen. We teach you how to cook. So if you're getting ready for a bodybuilding show, we will teach you what to eat and how to cook so you can do well on that show. Or if you're just trying to put on lean muscle and burn the fat, we're gonna design a program, and we'll show you in the kitchen exactly how to do that. So when you go home, there's no confusion.
Cool. Listen, Dave, I know you were a bit under the weather today. I want to thank you for being such a trooper and coming on the show.
Hey, I really appreciate the time, and thank you very much, Paul.
Okay, and we will see everybody tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio. We're going to have Brooks Kubik on talking about his latest book, Chalk and Sweat, Old Time Training Styles. So tune in then. We'll see you then.